start your day the Torah way, Rabbi Yehuda Marmerstein.
Already? Okay. When you want to organize an outing, you know you depend on the weather. So you have booked coaches in advance, and you still don't know what the weather's going to be like, because you look it up on the internet, you find out on Sunday it's going to be beautiful weather, and you wake up on Sunday morning and the weather's like the weather is. So you daven through Rebbeinu Shleim, it should clear up. You're optimistic, you're hopeful. What's that got to do with this week's parasha and the avoda of hachon for Yom Kippurim, for Yom Noroi? I had a kasha about last week's parasha. The Rebbeinu Shleim gives us a mitzvah to never ever allow certain people to enter Klal Yisrael, to never come into Kal Hashem. Why? They've got bad midas. Bad midas. Who cares? Geshen is Gaia kikotun shenoy ladomi. Somebody's Megaya, it's a whole new life. It's kikotun shenoy ladomi. So why are we concerned about Amun Amoyo of Al-Dvash Lekid Maeskim Lechem Amayim? Ramban says because they have a midah, they're Kfuye Toiva, they're ungrateful people. Because they should have been grateful to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, after all, saved Lot when he was captured. He saved Lot and his family from Sdoim. He was mispal in Bakish Rachmim to Rebbeinu Shlom, begged Hashem to spare Sdoim from destruction. Lot has every reason to be grateful to Avraham Avinu. And not only does Lot have to be grateful to Avraham Avinu, but his descendants have to be very, very grateful to the descendants of Avraham Avinu. Ad kedei kach, there's such a big pagam in midas, they can't marry in. They can't marry into Kal Yisrael. Lo yovelem kal Hashem adoylam. What's wrong? Geshen is gai kikotun shenoy ladomi. The Terence is poshut. A kotun shenoy lad has also got midas. When a baby is born, there's no influence yet from nurture, because he hasn't yet had nurture. But nature, he's got a nature. He's got the nature of his parents and his grandparents and his great-grandparents. And some of that nature is very good, and some of it is very bad. And we're all born that way. There's no one born with a clean slate. The geshen is gai kodin shenoy, takik kodin shenoy ladomi. We come without any chet, toilam azet, says, Baruch atah bo'eh, baruch atah asodeh, baruch atah bo'eyecha, baruch atah b'tzeisecha. And on that chazal darshan, k'shem shvi oscha lo'ilam b'lo'ichet, kach itzi oscha b'lo'ichet. So the bi'eh lo'ilam, coming to the world, can be b'lo'ichet. But it doesn't mean without midas. It doesn't mean without natius. So what is this chisoron? The chisoron, this pegam, l'advash le'ekid v'eschon, is a pegam in the mid of HaKoros HaToiv. The kash on this is very obvious. Who are we allowed to marry into? Mitzrayim. Mitzri Shlishi, in the third generation, can marry into Klal Yisrael. They were the biggest Kfuye Toiva. The Kfuye Toiva of Mitzrayim was Eina Doima to Advash, Lekid Meeschem Lechem Amayim, not being nice and bringing out bread and water. They did something a billion times worse. What did they do? They made a gzeira kala ben hayiloi da'erit hashlichu. They were kfuye toiva that Yosef HaTzadik has saved them from destruction. They would all have been wiped out if not for Yosef HaTzadik. And now the mishpoch of Yosef HaTzadik, Yaakov and his children, how are they being treated? With the worst treatment. 210 years of shibud. The murder of so many Eden. So how could it be that this pagam of Kofi Toiva is not such a major thing? And Amun Amoyov, so terrible. What's Pshat? Beginning this week's parasha is Havas Bikurim. It says in the Torah, V'bos al ha-koin asher ayir b'yom mahen, v'amato eilo b'gante yoyim l'shem alikecho, ki v'os yel oretz ha-shinish v'ashem ha-bisein los yislonu. So Rashi says, V'amato eilo she'ein cho Kofi Toiva. What is this all about? It's about saying, I'm not ungrateful. It's interesting, it doesn't say it the other way around. Should have said, Mata Elov, to tell you I'm Makitova. It doesn't say that. It says, She'ein cho kofui toiva. That at least you're not kofui toiva. Because perhaps the demand of Hakoras HaTov is so enormous, just bringing Bikurim doesn't mean we're Makitova to Rebbein Shleim. Really, Hakoras HaTov to Rebbein Shleim demands the observance of every single mitzvah in the most wonderful way. Because we owe everything to Hashem. Ashir Hashem b'chai, azaron l'kai b'oidi. The very fact that you're existing is a reason to thank Hashem. Really? The biggest raya is what we said this morning. What do we say this morning? We said, Moedim drabonon. We heard the Shliach Tzibur saying Moedim. And we said the Moedim as well. But our Moedim is quite different to his Moedim. The Moedim that he said explains on the Sech Shibchodim Imonu, and if Le Sech Vatevi Sech Shibcholei, Sech Rebbe Tzoroyim, the wonderful, wonderful things that he's done to us and he does for us. Fantastic, marvelous. Look at the Moedim Rabbonon. What do we thank Hashem for? Just one thing, living. Just for being alive. Al Shehechi Son Vikam Tonu. That's all. Not that anything's going okay in your life. Not that anything nice has ever happened to you. Not that you've ever had any success or good fortune or brocha. But just, Al Shehechi Sonu V'Kiyam Tonu, that you exist. So you see that there's a chiyuv to thank Hashem. And this is in the brocha of Moedim, which is about thanks. You have a chiyuv to thank Hashem just for breathing. So it's Kodan Shomat Al-Kol, Kodan Shimat Al-Kol. But we think that's like huge madrigas. But every single day when we go to shul, and we hear Chazor Sashatz, we say this Moedim Anach Loch, for what? Al Shech Yisonu Kiam Tonu. Just because we're still alive. However we're still alive. We're still alive and it's easy, we're still alive, Chalil, it's very difficult. Al Shech Yisonu Kiam Tonu. So you're saying Shein Chokofi Toivo. So it's a mitzvah of Hakoras HaToiv. What do you find straight after that? The Rebbeinu Shleim gives us a tzivui, a warning. You've got to say brochas and you've got to say klolos, give brochas for all the people who are makai in the mitzvahs, cursing all those who don't. And then we come to the Toichacha. Why is Parshas Bikurim the hakdoma to the Toichacha? Why is this the essential way of getting us the right mindset for this rather frightening part of the Torah, where the Rebbeinu Shleilam warns us that on the one hand, if we do what's right, we'll be zoicha to tremendous, tremendous brachas, but if chalila we don't listen to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, we're in for the high jump. Was such a nightmare. It's a nightmare even just to read the parasha, to read Kisovoi. It's scary. And that's because of the parasha, the hakdom of Bikurim, that we come to Eretz Yisrael, we say a parasha, we have a mitzvah Bikurim. Another question I wanted to raise was about Aram Yoivadovi. We have a mitzvah Bikurim, we're saying thank you to Rabbeinu Shleilam. We're showing Hakoras HaToiv. And then we point out just one specific instance in our very a very interesting history. And the one specific thing we point out is Arami Oivedovi. Lavan wanted to destroy us, and the Rebbeinu Shleilam saved us from that. Much, much more yesodistic, much more basic and fundamental part of our understanding of the growth of Klal Yisrael, development of Klal Yisrael, Shibbut Mitzrayim, that's the building of the nation. Why mention this story with Loit? With Lavan. Lavan's got, it's like a Agav, Lavan, yes, there was a Lavan, and Lavan tried to destroy Yaakovinu. If we think about what other things happened, some things which are much, much more significant in our minds. Asher Yitzesim, Yitzesichim, Urkastim. Nimrod threw him in the fire. He threw Avraham Avinu in the fire. That we should say when we make a Bikurim, we're giving a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should say, Ribbono Shel Olam, we're so grateful, even though our grandfather was thrown into a fire, into the furnace, he came out alive, he came out without any injury, without damage, without burns. Fantasticness. Or what about what the Plishtim did? Or what Esav HaRosha did? Esav HaRosha came with Arameis Ish Imoy to wipe out Yaakov Avinu. That's not worthy of any mention. Only Lavan Arami Ovidovi. I thought the following question is really maybe the mafteach to understanding all these ideas. After the Teuchecha, it says in the Pasuk, Uvo olecho kol haklolos ha'ele, all these curses will come to Klal Yisrael, udafucho, v'hesigucho, until they wipe you out, ad yishom doch, ki lo yishomato b'koil Hashem lekecho. Because you didn't listen to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What didn't you do? Lishmoich mitzvoisav chukoisav ashetzivach. You weren't mekayim these mitzvahs. That's the time. That explains why the destruction, why is there so much suffering for Klal Yisrael. And then the Torah carries on. Imagine the following scenario. Somebody wants to apply for a job. He comes to you for a job, and you don't give him the job. And he wants to know, well, how come you didn't give me the job? I came to you for a job. I came for the interview. He says, well, the first thing is, the week before the interview, I found out that you were an arsonist. And you set fire to my warehouse. That's what happened the week before the interview. And at the interview, you turned up 3 minutes late. The reason why you're not giving him the job is because he's an arsonist. He's going to burn down your factory. He's going to burn down your business. He did it already last week. And he said, also, you came 3 minutes late for the interview. So it's the same thing. Rabbi Yishlam says, you know what the klalos are for? Because you didn't listen to Torah. You didn't keep anything in the Torah. And then it says, you weren't a big tzaddik who does all the mitzvahs for simcha. That's not the reason. The reason is because you didn't listen to Rabbi Yishlam. The reason is because you abandoned the Torah. Why is there that tagging on of simcha? So I wanted to answer first something. This was very, very disturbing to me, the kasha about Amun Moyov and Mitzrayim. I think the answer is as follows. We ask the kasha, Amun Moyov, a Kfuya Toiv, they can't marry into Klal Yisrael. The Mitzrayim also Kfuya Toiv in a much worse way, and they can marry in Mitzray Shlishis. And I think the teretz is as follows. There are two hashpahs on a person. There's hashpah in Midas from your parents. Your parents, your grandparents, they've given you your nature. You happen to be very stubborn, so is your Zeda. So is your Alter Zeda. It's in your middles, and it's in your DNA. That's the way you've been made. So we all come to this world. Nobody comes to this world just as a blank slate. He comes with his nature, which is very good in some ways and very bad in other ways. He's got a bad temper. Why has he got a bad temper? He's got a bad temper. He's got it in his nature. You see from the Gemara. The Gemara says that Kohenim Ragzonim Heim. Kohenim have got bad tempers. It doesn't mean Kohenim are bad people. Kohenim are the best people in Klal Yisrael. They're the greatest in Klal Yisrael. There's no one as great as Kohenim. Kohenim are the ones whom Yuchud has set aside. They're the ones who go and serve in the Beis HaMikdash. But Midas, yeah, they've got a different Midah. Because also Kohenim's Rizenheim, because Hobo Talia, the two things go together. If you're quick, you're quick. So you're quick to lose it, and you're quick to get on with it. That's you're quick, so it's a Midah. The person's got a Teva. He can't help it, that's the way he's been born. That's one Hashpah. But there's another Hashpah of Midas which people don't realize. The Chinuch says again and again and again, Ha'odom Nifal Kvi Puloisov, that our character is developed through our behavior. That you become a kind person from acts of kindness. You become mean and nasty by acting in a mean and nasty way. That makes you mean. that makes you horrible because you act in that way. You become controlling from doing control. Your nature is made by your actions. Which is the bigger hashpo? The hashpo of nature, how I was born, what I've got from my parents, my ancestors, or what I have from my behavior? And I'd like to suggest your behavior has a much stronger influence. So therefore, if we didn't allow Mitzrim to marry into Klal Yisrael, we'd be Kfuyei Toivo. Because they gave us Achsanya B'Shas Adchak. The Torah says, Lo Yisusayiv Mitzri Ki Ger Ho Yiso Ba'artsoi. What do you mean, Ger Yiso Ba'artsoi? Somebody said to me like this. You know, I think everybody should buy an Audi. Everybody should buy a Mercedes, a Volkswagen. Why? Because they're German cars. So what do you mean? Achsanya B'Shas Adchak. 1,000 years we were there. What do you mean? Are you meshuggah? Have you forgotten what happened? They murdered 6 million of our brothers and sisters, and we should go and buy their products and support their economy? Lo yisusayiv mitzri ki geo yisav aretzoi tadova tomua. Ki geo yisav aretzoi. Lovely. It was gorgeous in Mitzrayim. Remember the wonderful time, the 210 years of concentration camps? You remember the fantastic time in Mitzrayim? Geo yisav aretzoi. But if we didn't allow the midstream to come into Klal Yisrael forever, like Amun and Moab, because they're Kfuyei Toivo, then we would be Kfuyei Toivo. And that would be an even bigger damage to our midas. That would cause even more harm to our character if Klal Yisrael became people who ignored the Achsanya of Mitzrayim. The Achsanya B'Shas Hadchak. Because there's a hashpo from your ancestry, and there's a hashpo that you make yourself from your behavior. So I'd like to suggest the following. I think, first I'm going to come up with a chiddush, I'm sure nobody has ever heard before, it's a new suggestion. There's mitzvah slois saseh in the Torah, which mechayiv you to be an optimist. Mechayiv min haTorah to be an optimist, to be positive, to always think everything's going to be okay. So this morning, I saw the rain, I said, no, the rain's going to clear up. Rain's going to clear. It's just drizzle till after Shacharis. It's going to get better. The sun will come out. Has it started coming up? Yeah, it's not bad. It's not raining anymore. Yeah, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Where's the mitzvah d'oraisa? Mitzvah seh and mitzvah lo yisaseh. So I first want to show you the mitzvah lo yisaseh because it's a chiddush otzum. Shari tshuva shagimel ois lamed beis. It says in the Torah like this. Ki seitzel mechom aloi vecho. You go to war with your enemies. And Pasuk says, V'ra'isus sus v'rechev amrav mimcha. And you see that the goyim, they've got superior manpower. They've got everything what you haven't got. They're much stronger than you. Amrav mimcha. Lo yisiro mehem. You're not allowed to be scared. So we would have thought, nope, you're not allowed to be scared. It's asking the impossible. And in any case, not the care to us. Because we're not fighting, we're not going to war, none of us are soldiers over here as far as I know. Nobody's a soldier here. It's not the gear, this mitzvah. What's Rabbeinu Yoni got it for over here? He says, all the maisa. Who's harinu b'zeh? Shim yira ha'odom ki tzora kroivo, tiye yeshuas Hashem bilvovoi v'yivtach oleho. If a person saw ki tzora kroivo, that he chalil is in a matzah which is a very bad matzah, in his heart, he has to be optimistic. He has to be hopeful. He has to believe Yeshuas Hashem bilvovoi. Yeshuas Hashem is in his heart. V'yivtach oleh, he should trust in it. He should say, it's all going to be okay. It's all going to turn out all right. Moedik. It's a love. Ben Yehuda isn't just saying the Midas Chasidus. It's Shashlishi, where he's giving all the love in all the mitzvahs and mitzvahs. And he says that this is a chiyuv. A person has to have Yeshua Hashem b'vavos. I say this is a mitzvah saseh optimism. Mitzvahs lo saseh. You're not allowed to be a pessimist. You mustn't be, I've said it's my nature. Then we come back to what I said before. There's your nature you got from home, from your zedus, blame them. But there's a nature you make yourself. You make a nature. We make a nature by our behavior, by our actions, and by our speech as well. Just talk as if you believe. It will help you believe. Act as if you really thought it's going to start working. The sun's coming out. You know, the speech of the sun's coming out changes your thought process. You start thinking that way. It'll work out. It'll be okay. This is a love in the Torah. Lo sirumeh. Where's my mitzvah saseh? Got an assay of being an optimist as well. Mitzvah lo saseh, you're not allowed to be a pessimist. And the mitzvah saseh, you've got to be an optimist. Where do you see it? Well, it's Mamash in Yom Yoma. Mustama, everybody before Yom Neroim during Elul does the same thing. They take a Rambam, Hilchas Tshuva. No, Mustama, everybody does that. And Hilchas Tshuva, you look at Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, at least through the first Halacha. So the very first Halacha, it requires you to be an optimist. Because what does it say there? It says, Kol Mitzvah Sheba Torah, any mitzvah, whatever you've done, Bein Asei, Bein Lois Asei. Person was over, whether it was bezodin bebishkoga, she'oseh tshuva v'yosha mechetoi, when he does tshuva, what does he have to do? Chayev lezvado yislifnei okeil baruch hu. He has to say a vidu in front of Hashem. Vidu is a mitzvah say. So here, what's the ketz of mizvadin? How do you say the words of vidu? Oime. He says, On Hashem, Chotosi, Ovisi, Pashati lefonecho, Osisi kach v'kach. I did all these things. V'hari nechamti, and I'm sorry that I did them. I have regret. Uboishti b'masa, I'm embarrassed. I feel ashamed that I've done things against your will. Ulo'oilom eini choyze l'dovaze, I'm never going to do it again. Don't understand it. Has anyone here ever spoken Lashon Hara in their lives? I think so. I have. And you say to Hashem, Elohim eini chayz dovazeh. That's real optimism. It's a real optimism. Elohim eini chayz. I believe, you know, I've had so many mkippas and so many times, and so many times I said sorry, and I'm never going to do it. Never will ever last it. No, this time it's going to last. This time it will last. And it's not a joke, because the Rambam Mamash writes his halacha, Hilchas Tshuva, halacha, Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, lo'oy l'meini choyzeh dovazeh. That's the vidui. And then he says something which nobody's heard of before, kol amar b'lisvadis marach min yizareh zem shubach. Everybody knows in Leila Seder, you have a very late Seder, you finish who knows at what time, and you're very proud of it, and you tell your friends, oh, I finished so late. Because, it says in Agoda, kol amar b'lisvadis marach min yizareh zem avidui, who knows about it? It's because amarach l'isvadis marach min yizareh zem shubach. It doesn't say, you daven long shmir esther, it's mishubach. It doesn't say such a thing. Never says such a thing. Somebody's dam zalong shmer es harezim shubach. What's harezim shubach? He's marvelous vadois. Because what's he doing in this marvelous vadois? He's saying, it's gone. I'm an optimist. I'm positive. From now on, I'll be good. It's not just he's saying to Hashem to get away from a punishment. It's because he really believes it. So you have a mitzvah say, Mrs. Loisa said, you've got to be an optimist. Where does it come from? So I think HaKoros HaToiv brings out three things. HaKoros HaToiv, Lamaisa is shown in thanks and gratitude. Because if you always see the good that was done to you, it's not so hard to say to someone who did it, thanks so much. Thanks so much, I really appreciate it. Gratitude is from HaKoros HaToiv. The second thing from HaKoros HaToiv is positivity. Seeing the good side in every person and seeing the good side in every situation. We'll come to that in a second. It illustrates how Chazal saw things with unbelievable positivity. And the third is optimism. Seeing good in the past and therefore banking on it for the future, expecting it for the future. But let's see where Chazal taught us positivity. The Mishnah says, Lo hayom tov in Yisrael chamisha osav av kiyom HaKippurim. 2 days in the year, which are the happiest days, most special days, the best days of the year, the two best days in the year, If you ask a child what the two best days in the year, he'll also be able to answer you. He'll say, obviously, Purim and Simchas Torah. Or maybe it's the other way around, Simchas Torah and Purim, because that's when you get the most nash. For sure, that's the two best days. But Chazal say the two best days are Chamisha Osvav Yom Kippurim. What's most brilliant about Chamisha Osvav? The most terrible disaster happened. The most horrific catastrophe. Haruge Beta. Hundreds of thousands of Yidden were murdered. More people were killed in Beta than in Yerushalayim. The time of Churban HaBayis. Much, much bigger catastrophe. Chazal say, you know what? Let's add to benching, which is when we makir toiv, with an extra chorus hatoiv. What for? A brocha called hatoiv ha-meitiv. Why? The meisim, the haruge beita, lo yisrichu v'nitnu likvura. Fantastic. Oh, we're so, so happy. Haruge beita, lo yisrichu, the bodies remained intact. They didn't decompose. And nitnu likvura, eventually, after years of bizyonus, after years and years where they were not buried, finally they're buried. And Chazal is so positive. They say, don't look at the bad. Don't focus all your attention on the bad. Forever and ever, this is nikva in Birchas HaMozen. It's unbelievable what you think about it. In everyday benching, every single time we bench. What do we think about? Haruge Beta. And because of this, it's Chamisha Osabav. Lo yo yom tev yisro Chamisha Osabav akim ekipurim. So Chazal are teaching us this middah of always finding the positive thing. It's like somebody who's so upset because it's raining and they say, I heard it's good for the complexion. You know, they'll find something, find some reason. Something positive in everything. Ad kedei kach. A day, Chamisha Osa Ba'av, is the biggest yontif, and we are benching. So, now we look at that very, very puzzling posuk, the Tach Shilavad Shem Kerech B'Simchut V'Leivov. I found a phenomenal Sfasemes on this to be masbrit for us. He says in Sfasemes, Yesh Lilmoid Mizeh, the Mikolshken b'mido toivo, kishibnei Yisrael oivdin l'Hashem Yisbarach b'golos b'simcha afal pishayim b'chois koil mizeh yovai hagula. The reason why the Rabbeinu Shel Olam put this in the Torah is to teach us how will Mashiach come. Mashiach will come from Klal Yisrael managing to be over Hashem besimcha, even though things are so tough, even though there's so many challenges in Golus, and they haven't got the Roiv Koil, they've got the Chayse Koil, and they're still over Hashem besimcha, then that will bring Geula. Then it must be more. What's the Sibas HaGolus? What's really the cause of Golus? He says, Nichtav Sibas HaGolus, Leida eich lesakin zaliyah hepach. The Rebbein Shem wrote the cause of the golus so we should know how to be lesakin it. Because Chazal teach us the reason for Klal Yisrael deviating from Torah mitzvahs was not because they had difficulty. It was because of abundance. Vayishman ishurin vayivot. We had things so good, that's why we went off the derech. Because things were so good and so easy for Klal Yisrael. Because they were marvelous. They had no difficulties at all. They had no problems at all. So there was nothing to keep them on the track. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's will is that we should serve him Miroiv Koil. He says, Be'emes Yirotzna Mokim Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. Shenavoid lefon of mitoich roiv koil. Ve'isas yesh nisoyin ba'oisha, ve'yesh nisoyin ba'oini. Ve'nisoyin ha'oisha koshim shel oini. The nisoyin of oisha must be harder than the nisoyin of oini. What's the proof? The proof is our failure. because we failed. We were in Eretz Yisrael, we had everything. We had a fantastic country, the best place in the world, Eretz Zavos Chol V'Dvosh. No problems from our enemies at all, no difficulties whatsoever. And there we failed. Masha'enkin in Golus, Klal Yisrael managed to maintain their adherence to Torah Mitzvahs. You think after all these years of Golus, we're still sitting here coming to a shir. We still go to Shachris Mincha and Mariv. We're still Mekayim Rotzen Hashem, despite the Choyser Koil. Despite all the challenges of Golus, all the things we've been through and our parents have been through and our grandparents have been through, and we're still doing it. But the Nisoyin of Oisha, they couldn't pass. And then he brings the Arizal. The Arizal's phenomenal. The Arizal says, we find in Chazal a maila of people who have everything. Torah Gdulah B'Mokom Echad. Maximum Gashmius and maximum Ruchnius. Everything. No compromises anywhere. Total, maximum Gashmius, maximum Ruchnius. He says, how's it Shaykh? If we're saying that the Nesoyin of Oisha is so difficult, that it's very difficult for there not to be a rebellion against the Rebbeinu Shleilam when a person's blessed with abundance, because it says, Vayishman Yishurim Vayivot. So how's it Shaykh? There should be such a thing as the Torah Gdulah B'Mokom Echad. That Rebbe, it says, Rebbe Yehuda Hanossi, the end of his life, Zocher Ve'etzvah Ba'Yisrael L'mal, and he says, Nenesi Afilu Me'etzvah Ach, Afilu Me'etzvah, nothing, and it's like Posim Mal Shuchon, Le'etznein, Le'chazeres, Le'moisecham, Le'moisek Shomim. It's not like today, we go to Sainsbury's, go to the supermarket, you can buy fresh vegetables at any time of the year. In those days, it wasn't such a thing. It was only the Oisha, the biggest richest of the richest, could afford such a thing. It says, Le'posim Mal Shuchon, Le'etznein, Le'chazeres, Le'moisecham, Le'moisek Shomim. So he had everything. So how's that Shaykh? So the Arizal gave a phenomenal answer based on this Pasuk, in this week's parasha. He says, it says in the Pasuk, Tachas ashelo yavadato es Hashem aleikecho besimcho v'tuv leivov mei roiv koil. If somebody is blessed with the highest level of Gashmius, but nevertheless, his simcha, his delight and his pleasure from Ruchnius is greater than the pleasure he has from his fantastic, fabulous, abundant lifestyle, then it's Meiroiv Koil. It's Besimcha V'tuv Leivov Meiroiv Koil, that the simcha in his Avodas Hashem is much greater than the simcha he has from his Rolls Royce. Much greater than the simcha he has from all the money that he possesses, from all the comfortable, beautiful way that he lives. That's all not so important to him. In other words, everything really depends on your value system. What are you machshiv? And I thought that's really the hachona for Yom Neroim. Not the Rolls Royce. No, but the hachona for Yom Neroim is this. What do we value? What's the most important part of your day? Obviously, start your day. But what's the most important part of your day? What's the most important part of your life? What's the most important part of your week? If a person's emotions are on track, then he's got the simcha, the tuv levov, in the avodas Hashem, rather than in the roiv koil. And then the Arizal said, he could be zoicha, and he will be zoicha, to the Torah Gdulah B'Mokom Echad. Because then there's no stira. And it fits into something I once saw from Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler, Zeich Tzadik Lavracha, wrote in the name of Nachum of Breslov. He says, we know that when you stand in Daven Shemir Esra, there are two ways of focusing your body in order to focus on different sorts of brocha. Either turn to the north or to the south. One way you'll get chokhmah, one way you'll get Ashiras. So what happens if somebody wants both? He would like to have both. He wants to be super rich, and he also wants to be a gaon in learning. He wants to be a tremendous Talmud Chochem. He wants both. He wants the Chochem, and he wants the Oysha. So how does he stand? He can't stand this way, because he's not going to stand that way. He can't stand that way. So what's he going to do?
Shuckle.
So he says, no. He says, the Yisoid is not to do with where your body's facing. He says that if the person has no yeshus, if he's not a balgaiva, then he doesn't have any mokum. He doesn't take up any space. And then both the north and the south are equally part of him, equally close to him, because there's no mokum. So he says the Eitzir is his batlus. And I think that's the answer to Hakoras HaTov. Hakoras HaTov is his batlus to Ribbono Shel Olam. Hakoras HaTov is saying to Ribbono Shel Olam, I depend on you, everything is from you, I'm grateful to you, I appreciate you. And if you're like that with human beings, you'll be able to be like that with Ribbono Shel Olam. If you're like that with Ribbono Shel Olam, you'll be able to be like that with human beings as well. And that's why perhaps Moedim is Gematria 100. Moedim is Gematria 100. Why? Because Me'er Brochus B'chol Yoim. Because gratitude is shown in brochas. Gratitude is shown by how much a person doesn't take anything for granted. Ad kadei kach, that Moedim Rabbonim is a pella. What are you saying, Moedim Rabbonim? Thank you so much. Al shechisonu v'kiyam tonu. Just because we're living. Not because you're giving me anything, not because you're making anything nice for me. Just al shechisonu v'kiyam tonu. That's the highest madrega of all. So perhaps that's why it's Hakdoma for the Toichachos, Pashas Bikurim, to the Avoido on the middle of Hakoras HaTov. Thank you.